So after a very stormy tale that we had last week, we're going to be looking at newspaper journalism this week, I believe, Margaret?
Yes. I mean, one of the things I like to do is look through newspapers reporting local news from years gone by.
Mm.
And you find some weird, wacky and wonderful snippets. And I've come to the conclusion that the 11th of June 1910 must have been a very quiet day in Essex.
Mm-hmm. And why
there
was that?
Well, there was a report that just outside Epping Station, there was found by the side of the railway tracks a return ticket to Penzance, a piece of rope, a flat iron and a gentleman's hat. Quite what the connection is between all of them, I know not. But a railway porter reported finding them. Another railway porter reported seeing, emerging from the long grass at the side of the station platform, a rather smartly dressed gentleman wearing a hat. So did he carry two hats round with him? Was he nothing to do with the items found? We really don't know. But the police were called, and apparently the police turned out in some force to search in and around the station. A doctor was also called, probably on the grounds that somebody somewhere may have been injured. I don't know. But in spite of searching high and low and a thorough investigation being conducted, as detailed in some depth by the Evening Express newspaper, who reported this wonderful item, nothing was found apart from the items, the four items mentioned.
Extraordinary. You and wonder why, what was the point of the report?
Well, I think it demonstrates that obviously they had far more resources to allocate to a non-event like this than they would ever have today.
Perhaps with all those talk of hats, they thought it was headline news. Sorry about that. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you, Scott. I'll even forgive you that last comment.
Thank you.